If you have figs of Shvius, you can't cut them off with the regular tools that are used for cutting off figs. You can cut them off with a knife, which is not the typical way. Next, in Dorchananovim Begas, you can't press grapes in the regular wine press. You could do them in a smaller bowl. That's like not a commercial way of pressing grapes. You can't press olives in the bad. That's the regular press where you do olives. A kutfi is this long pole that has a heavy stone at the end of it. That's also used for pressing grapes. Both of those are more commercial ways of doing it. But you can grind them up and bring them into the budida, which is a mini press. So the point for all these is you're not allowed to do the processing of the perishvias in the way that you do with other fruits, but rather you have to do it in a more private, individual manner, rather than in the more general way you process all other fruits every other year. Although you're not allowed to press it in the wine in the grape press, you can grind them up in the base of and then bring them into the budida. For the olives, and bring them to the budida and do the real pressing over there. So the Gemara says you should not cut the svichin. Svichin is the things that grow by themselves. You shouldn't cut the svichin during Shemitah. So does that trying to say that you're not allowed to do your harvesting in the Kenegat Kaitzim, or in the normal way that Kaitzim do it? You're like sort of perplexed. Why should it be that you're not allowed to cut it? We know you're allowed to eat perishvias. Perishvias, the other psukim tell us you should eat them. So what does it mean you're not supposed to cut them? Because they're like, what is the pasuk trying to tell you that you're not supposed to cut it? And particularly, why does it say that you're not supposed to cut sviach ketzircha? That means the ones that grew by themselves. In other words, if it would say that you shouldn't cut the ones that someone planted, we would understand that. Because you weren't supposed to plant, so we can understand that there would be then, the Torah would say, don't take those ones that someone planted because they did the wrong thing. But here, it says it grew by itself, so no one did anything wrong to plant it. So what's wrong with cutting it down? Aren't you supposed to eat things that grew in Shemitah, or isn't it permitted to eat them? So Amar Blah, well, says, we'll do the Gersa of Marfoldim, and in the Sevichi Heter, the Pasuk is surely not going to tell you that you can't, that not to cut down the Sevichim that grew from the sixth year, because those are completely Heter, but rather, Tnei in the Sevichi Iser, it must be telling you not to cut down Peres Shvias that grew in the seventh year by themselves. I'm going to explain itself in a second. Ramana says, similar, the Pasuk is telling you when they grew by themselves, as the word says, Sevichim. You shouldn't say, you would think, which is a factor we thought, that if it grew by itself, it should be mutter. So the Pasuk has to say that it's usher, even though it grew by itself, and no one planted it, no one did anything wrong by planting it. And now he wants to explain what all that means. Don't cut these things that grew by themselves. It's invenizirechel, and the grapes from your vines, you shouldn't do betzira too, which is harvesting them also. That means a few things. It means from the ones that were watched in the land, meaning if someone was not mafkir his field, you shouldn't be boitzer, you shouldn't harvest those. But boitzer admin a mufkir, but rather you should so what should you do? You should harvest from the hefker. Well, people made hefker if they were supposed to run streets, you should harvest them. But even then, and even so, you should not harvest it in the way that people typically harvest it, which means it's mekan umru, and that's why our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to cut figs with the usual tool called a mukta. You can cut them with the simpler tools. And also you can't do press out in a bottle or kutfi. And then this memory ends off Rabbi Sinai Tirulas Bukutfi, the later Chacham were matter to use this kutfi that was not considered to be a commercial way of processing it. Okay, so the Gemara, in the end, the Gemara said was, the Pesukim say, you're not allowed to harvest, and that teaches you not that you're not allowed to harvest, of course you're allowed to harvest, the perishvias are allowed to be used, but you're not allowed to harvest them if they were shamur, if someone had watched them and as he was not supposed to. And even when you do harvest them from Hefker, you're not allowed to, even when you take them from Hefker, you're allowed to, you're only allowed to do that in a not typical way of doing a harvest. You can't do it in the regular way, as if a person who owns it and who's harvesting his whole field. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ruled for these people have from Rav Yanai, Lipsam Berichayim. He told me we're allowed to grind it up in the Rechayim, which is Rav Shimon. That's like Rav Shimon, the end of our Mishnah, who says the grinding is okay. Velas is bekutvi, and he told me he could also do the pressing in this kutvi, which is this like long log with a heavy stone at the end of it. Kirabonon or Kravisenu, like we had just mentioned, that the Rabbi Seinu held, or they changed and said that you're allowed to use the kutvi, you're just not allowed to use the base of it. Now, the Gemara is now going to have a machlokes about whether a person who does work for shvias, he's processing something for shvias, is he allowed to be paid with food that has kedusha shvias to it? Are you allowed to give kedusha shvias to someone who's going to do? He's not going to give you other food, but he's going to give you. He's going to do something that helps your kedusha shvias. So Rabbi Yochanan and Hayri, even the Rabbi Yochanan gave a ruling for these people of Rabbanim. So you're not going to schar, but they shemen. It should say el mois. He told them, if you press olives for somebody else, then they're shmita produce. So don't take oil as payment. In other words, you're pressing someone's olives. Someone took olives that were shmita olives, and you're pressing that for him. So don't let him give you some of that oil as payment for what you're doing, because then you'd be taking oil, you'd be taking perish shvias as a payment for work that you did, and that's an inappropriate use of perish shvias. It's a sorry of perish shvias. Elamoy, let the person pay you cash, to pay you money, but not pay you with the perish shvias as his produce. And the Gemara says, is that from Rebbe Yehuda Nechemya? You heard me, and that's Rebbe Yehuda Nechemya. What is Rebbe Yehuda Nechemya? At the end of the fourth, in the Yerushalmi, at the end of the fourth halacha of this parak, had four of Machlokes, Rebbe Yehuda Nechemya and Rabbanan about if a person wanted to have, he said, I'll give you payers, your rakas from Shvias, and you do me a favor and bring me back bread. So the Yerushalmi Zivit had a different explanation. Rebbe Nechemya said, you're not allowed to. And Chacham said you were. The Yerushalmi had its own explanation as to what the machlokes is. And according to this, look at Rabbi Yechon, the machlokes is Rabbi Yudin and Nechem said you're not allowed. The reason why you're not allowed to do it is because you're using payers of shvias for someone's services. Now, even though those services are for food purposes, still you're not allowed to use payers of shvias to pay for those kind of services. Okay, to me, we have a bias, Chavon of Hakasachim, people who run like donkeys that they run like a transportation service, Hakasaf, and people who just shove things on their shoulders, v'chol ha'oisis, and who shvias, and other people who do things for shvias, and they're schlepping shvias produce, scharon shvias. So it has this ambiguous statement that says scharon shvias. Their work, their payment is shvias. So the Gemara wants to know what that means. Rabbi Zera says, the parents have to himasisa. That vice is talking about the person is schlepping not shvias produce, he's schlepping just regular produce from the sixth year, a bag of potatoes in the sixth year. And now who's scharon shvias? What does it mean when it says scharon shvias? You're allowed to pay them for their work using perish shvias. So scharon shvias means is a kula saying you're allowed to pay for their work. Their schar can come from shvias produce, and the hay. So that's the opposite of what. Rabbi Yechon just said you're not allowed to use perish shvias as payment for someone to do work for food, but we hate the heart of Rabbi Yechon and leave the base of Yana. This Rabbi Yechon told the people in Rabbi Yana, you're not allowed to schar b'dayim shem and el amos, when he told them they shouldn't get paid with oil, instead they should get paid with money. That's Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. He was saying like Rabbi Yechon, and I'm telling like the Chachamim, Rabbi Zeri telling like the Chacham who said that it's mutter to use perish shvias for someone to process food. Excuse me, it's not for food itself. So the processing of food, that's okay. That's an acceptable use for perish shvias. So that was one version of what it means. These the Chamar and Kasafin are scharon shvias. It was a kula. Now Rav Hila says, no, that's not Pshat. The Makasvi Pirus Averi Hima says it. That Brisa is talking about, Mishnah is talking about people who are carrying Pirus Shvius Ba'avira. Okay, that means they're controlling and watching Pirus Shvius and not letting anybody take them the way it's supposed to be, making not have good. Those people is talking to, for those people, Umahi Sanjis, what does it mean that they're Schar Shvius? Kaidam Ravavol Bashem Ravyachan Chasik, Ravavol says from Ravyachan that Yai Nesach Kanas Kansu, if somebody does work with Yai Nesach, he transports it. So they made a Knas that the money that he gets for this Osir, they punished him for doing the wrong thing that they did. The money that he gets paid is going to be also because Knas Kansu. So here they also punish him, and they said, if you're a person who's driving, who's a Chamor or Kasafin, and you're carrying Perish Shvius that someone was, that was Meshumer, someone watched it and didn't let anybody else take it, so you did the wrong thing by helping that person, so the money that you were paid has Kedusha Shvius, even though the money shouldn't, the money is not in exchange for Perish Shvius, but since you helped the person who was Meshumer, the money that you got paid for that job also has Kedusha Shvius to it, in which case, when we say Schar and Shvius, that means is that it's a Chumrah, that the Schar that you get for that, for doing that work, it has Kedusha Shvius. So the Gemara in two different ways has mentioned such an idea that something that's Meshumer, there should be strictness to it. If someone watched Perish Shvius, there should be strictness to it, and it might be Asur, or the money that you use for it might be Asur. In fact, the din is that the Achronim tell us, there's a machlok we're showing about this question, and the Achronim tell us that the din is the Chazon Nish and Ramesha and Shlom Zalman tell us that the din is that something is Meshumar, if somebody watches it, or never, he watches himself when he works his field on Shvius, and he of course did the wrong thing, we paskin that does not make the food asr, the food stays mutter. Either there are some Rishonim hold that it makes the food asr, it's a knas, it's a drabana and it makes the food asr, but we paskin that Meshumar, for never, the food remains mutter for everybody else to use.